AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The suspect in the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO in Manhattan is being held without bail in Pennsylvania. Haya Panjwani reports he shouted at reporters as he entered court.
Deputies struggled with Luigi Nicholas Mangione and pushed him inside the courthouse for a brief hearing. Mangione's defense lawyer, Thomas Dickey, told the court that he wouldn't waive extradition to New York, but instead wanted a hearing on the issue. He has 14 days to challenge detention. Mangione was arrested in Altoona, Pennsylvania, after a McDonald's customer recognized him and notified an employee. I'm Haya Panjwani.
South Korea's national police chief and the top police officer for the capital, Seoul, have been detained for their roles in enforcing President Yoon Suk-yeol's short-lived martial law decree last week. Evacuation orders as firefighters battle a wind-driven wildfire in Malibu, California, some 8,000 homes under threat. On the East Coast, forecasters warning wild and potentially dangerous weather ahead. And GM's pulling back on some autonomous products. Lisa Dwyer explains.
General Motors says it will retreat from the robo-taxi business due to what it describes as the considerable time and resources needed to build the business in an increasingly competitive market, and will stop funding its money-losing Cruise Autonomous Vehicle Unit. GM bought Cruise Automation in 2016 for at least $1 billion after an incident that involved a fatality in 2023, resulting in Cruise's license to operate its driverless fleet in California being suspended. GM scaled back spending, Cruise's leadership was purged, and about a quarter of its workforce was laid off. GM will now focus on development of partially automated driver assist systems like its Super Cruise, which allows drivers to take their hands off the steering wheel. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Poet Nikki Giovanni has died at 81.
Giovanni shared blunt and conversational opinions on everything from racism and love to space travel and mortality. She defended gangsta rappers.
It's about the fact that young men are standing around saying things like, "This is the life that we're leading, and this is not a good idea." I resent people trying to stifle.
Nikki Giovanni was the author of 25 books. She spoke to the AP in 1996.
It's just something I do. And if I didn't do it, if I couldn't do it, I would still have to be sane and happy, and I still have to cook, and I still have to clean up my house, and the things that one does for oneself to remind oneself that one is civilized.
For a time, Giovanni was called the Princess of Black Poetry. She championed the Black Power movement and reflected on such personal passions as food, romance, family, and rocketing into space, a journey she believed Black women were uniquely qualified for. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.